Well, all right. Well, well, well.
On drums, Cedric Blindside. Don't you let my baby ride, man. Don't you let my baby ride, man.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 10.05 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Now, just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set. Two tracks ago, we heard from Joe Louis Walker playing Uptown Harlem. And from whom you just recently heard, that was, of course, R.L. Burnside playing Let My Baby Ride off of his remix album, that is, Come On In. Now, funny story about that album, you know, it kind of falls in line, I guess, if you wanted, really wanted to, in a tradition of record companies pitching to blues artists to, you know, try and change up their sound in line with the times, you know, to make them more commercially viable, as it were. You know, we've heard some really bad examples of it, and we played a couple of them here on the program, as a matter of fact, of course, like albums like Electric Mud, for example, you know, those albums that try to, quote-unquote, update blues artists into the medium of the psychedelic sound of the 60s, which did not work out too well, you know. And, according to many folks, there's some good nuggets on there, but overall it wasn't the best of experiments or best ideas of record companies to dictate that. But, you know, R.L. Burnside's Come On In album kind of does fall into that vein, you know. By the time that this album was coming out, right, R.L. Burnside's records had, he had his, standard blues numbers published on Fat Possum Records, and they were selling okay, you know, but by this time, the record label proposed an idea, you know, to remix his sound, some of his older songs, you know, for a dance, more hip-hop-orientated audience, and, you know, he was originally skeptical of it at first, you know? He actually said that. He was like, yo, I'm not sure about how this is going to work out. But upon hearing the tracks, you know, after Tom Rothrock, Bob Quartori, and other producers, mainly Tom Rothrock, after he remixed the sounds, you know, used some sampling and looping techniques, even R.L. Burnside had to admit that what he had on this album was something stellar and absolutely killer. So it is kind of an oddity in that respect, you know? It was an idea pitched by the record company, and it kind of does seem a bit iffy on first sight, but when you hear it, you know, the grooves and the sound don't lie, and R.L. Burnside's opinion certainly is probably the most definitive opinion on the matter, and if he says it's good, probably is, chances are, 100%, it is good. So I highly recommend you check out some of his remixes, that is, and the album, once again, is Come On In by R.L. Burnside. Now, onto something semi-related, but kind of different. We have another blues birthday that just passed us this week, and of course, this is perhaps one of the most important blues musicians of all time. Yes, I say that quite literally, of all time. Without this musician, the harmonica might have been just a little toy gadget that you spent a dime on and just chucked it away. Nothing really serious. No true musician would play it if it wasn't for this person, you know. This person took that instrument that was once seen as like a dinky kind of toy and turned it into the grandstand into a grandstanding machine that sang, that cried, that wailed, that blew the house down. He started by one of the techniques that he innovated on was cupping the harmonica, you know, really trying to channel its expressive qualities and its dynamics, blowing out the speakers by using cheap microphones and just really getting a real honking kind of noise, you know, on par with the saxophone. He was a tough guy. He died at a young age of 37, and he was a real fighter. This was Little Walter, of course, whom I'm speaking of. His birthday was on May Day, May 1st, and he inspired legions and legions of harmonica players that would follow after. He literally, quite literally, laid the blueprint for modern blues harmonica playing as we know it today. His impact is literally unestimatable because it's just that big, you know. So as a result, we're going to play a tune of his for you right now, but also some of his disciples that followed in his wake. So to start us off on his Little Walter birthday set, he's going to play for us Hate to See You Go, of course, later covered by the Rolling Stones, but his number, I think, his version, his original OG version, is the best one, I think. So here he's going to play Hate to See You Go for us first, and after that, we're going to hear from Bob Quartori, a disciple of Little Walter, featuring Bill Howell and Mad Perry, and they're going to be playing for us a tune, You Better Slow Down, and of course, we're going to hear from another Walter disciple, and of course, perhaps one of the biggest disciples that he inspired. We're going to hear from Junior Wells to close off the set. And this is him playing live at Teresa's Lounge in Chicago, playing Come On in This House. So to start us off, Little Walter, everyone. Hate to See You Go. Have a good one and hope you enjoy this tune.
She's mine as I came home this morning about 4:30. Found that note lying on my floor. Gone away and leave you, you just don't know. Heard some bad talk, something that you said. Something that you said. Something that you said. Come on back, baby. Honey, please don't go. Well, I love you. You'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know. My kind of baby. You know it so. I can tell you. You know it ain't no joke. Thank you. more to say. Anything you do, I let you have your way. 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 Now I'm so glad, I don't know what to do. Feeling good since she coming back home. Since she coming back home, I ain't gonna do it wrong. I'm begging you to come on in the south. Yeah, the soul. When you have me hollow. Oh, yeah. I love the soul. $1 million, I'll give you up every dime, just to hear you call me daddy, honey, just one more time. And I'm begging you, I'm begging you to come on to this house. Yeah, this is so hard. Girl, I love the soul.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 10:20 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Now, just to recap the last three tracks or the whole set of that Little Walter birthday set, we first heard from Little Walter himself playing Hate to See You Go, followed by his two disciples, among many other disciples. Two tracks ago, we heard from Bob Coratore along with Bill Howlin' Mad Perry. That's Bill Howlin' Mad Perry. And their tune, You Better Slow Down. And from whom you just recently heard, that was Junior Wells live at Teresa's Lounge playing Come On In This House. You know, on this program, we got a lot of blues birthdays today. We already went through James Brown's birthday and now just Little Walter's. And I've got another blues birthday for you. Of course, this birthday is actually on May the 2nd. And without this musician, you know, he's not technically not a blues musician in the traditional sense, but he's definitely a musician that's definitely grounded in the sounds of the blues and the feels of the blues. Without this musician, Jimmy Page might never have ever picked up a guitar. Without him, without this musician, we would have never ever heard of the Cramps. We would have never heard of punk rock even, you know. This guy is really one cool cat. He's indigenous. He's a fantastic guitar player and a big influence of mine. And of course, I'm talking about the power chord master, the riff master himself, Link Wray. His birthday was just after Little Walter's birthday, that is, actually, on May 2nd, of course, wishing Link Wray a happy birthday up there in the sky in heaven, you know. What a killer guitar player. Without him, there would be no power chords, a lot of the guitar techniques, overdrive, all those stuff. This cat pioneered it. What a guy. So, without further ado, here he is, and of course his sound is definitely grounded in the blues. Here he is, Link Wray, playing the Dallas Blues. Hope you dig. You're on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Yeah. Mississippi, trying to get to Florida, USA. I made a bad turn in Mobile, Alabama. Don't you know I ended up in Atlanta, GA? You can bet your bottom dollar, sister woman, and Uncle Joe was looking for me. Mama Junior said every day. Got the mojo working. People didn't understand. Every grocery store, our supermarket, thought I was a crazy man. They would say, what can I do for you? So I'd say, I want to get a dozen of your mojo hands. All the day, didn't understand. Got the mojo wagon in the woman.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your Dosh Read 10:36 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Now, just to recap the last couple of tracks. Two tracks ago, we played Satan and Adam just to satisfy my own craving to hear them again. That was their number, Mother Mojo. And from whom you just heard recently heard, that was Shirley King with Elvin Bishop playing I Did You Wrong. Now, to keep the tunes rolling, as we are running out of time on the program, we're going to jump right on down to Memphis, Tennessee to hear from the Memphis Jug Band with Cassie Bill Weldon playing the Turpentine Blues. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Woman, oh, morning woman, oh, sure can't carry you.
Oh, no.
Going home in our morning, Lord, I sure can't carry you.
They
don't care
the money, that's the main thing.
Ain't nothing up down there, Lord, monkey woman can do. I don't want no jet black woman, Lord, to cook no pie for me.
Oh, so do I.
I don't want no jet black woman, Lord, to cook no pie for me.
What kind of man are you?
Cause black is evil, I'm scared she might pies on me. Some men love high yellow, boy, you give me my black or brown. Some men love high yellow, boy, you give me my black or brown.
Absolutely.
Cause you brown be with you when yellow put you down.
Oh, Mr. Will Blaine.
I wonder would a boy a matchbox hold my clothes?
Matchbox now.
And I wonder would a matchbox hold my clothes?
You know he went there,
I ain't got so many, Lord, I got so far to go. Gonna wash my face in the dear old Mexico. Gonna wash my face in dear old Mexico.
Mine'll be back here.
Gonna eat my breakfast 1,000 miles or more. What you gonna do, boy, when your trouble get like mine? What you gonna do, boy, when your trouble get like mine? Take your mouth full of sugar, boy, and drink a bottle of Tevron time.
Man, boy, that's the name of the lean woman of mine.
Thought I could hold on much longer, but I show you just how wrong. don't want you to quit me, don't leave me alone. My mama told me, my papa too. My mama told me, my papa too. It means nothing I do to get along with you.
Thank you.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 10:48 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Now, just to recap the last three tracks you heard in that set. Three tracks ago, we heard from Joe Carter playing You're the One. And two tracks ago, we heard from Charlie Booker, an unreleased take, actually take one of this number, recorded back in Memphis, Tennessee at Sun Records, titled Baby, I'm Coming Home. An unreleased number, once again, by Charlie Booker. And a really cool one at that. Really got the nice grindy kind of guitar on it, which I dig. And of course, from whom you just recently heard, recorded way, way back in 1930. That was Louise Jackson playing All Night Long. Louise Johnson. I miswrote that there. Louise Johnson, that is, recorded way back in 1930, playing All Night Long Blues. Now, to keep the tunes rolling, without further ado, given our short time constraints here that are left on the program, I got a number coming to you by Little Bill Gaither. That's Little Bill Gaither here. And he's going to be playing for us. That will never, ever do. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Look here, baby, what is you trying to do? Waste all my money and bull jab me too. That won't do. No, that won't do. I ain't gonna lie to you, that will never do. I go to work at 7 in the morning, and I gets off at 1. Come home tired and hungry, you ain't got no dinner done, it ain't gonna do. No, that won't do. Ought to whip your head, but that will never do. I gave you $20 to go pay my rent. You stopped by the Dixie Doodle, came back without a cent. That ain't gonna do. No, that won't do. I ain't gonna keep telling you, Mama, that will never do. Took you in, Mama, I lost all my friends. Now you've got me in the middle and trouble at both ends. It ain't gonna do. No, that won't do. Hard to whip your head, but that will never do.
What you done to me, you're the only one that wanna see. You got to give me what you got. You got to give me what you got. Got to give me what you got. Oh yes, oh yes. I left town, I went to stay. I thought about you, now I'm back today. You got to give me what you got. You got to give me what you got. Got to give me what you got. Oh yes, oh yes. Mm-hmm. got to give me what you got. Got to give me what you got. Got to give me what you got. Oh yes, oh yes. I want your love, want it bad. It's the best old loving that I ever had. Got to give me what you got. You got to give me what you got. Got to give me what you got. Oh yes, oh yes. Your sex appeal, you gotta give me what you got. You gotta give me what you got. Gotta give me what you got. Oh yes, oh yes. When you leave, I feel so blue. If you stay away, don't know what I'd do. You gotta give me what you got. You gotta give me what you got. Gotta give me what you got. Oh yes, oh yes. I love you, babe, always will. When you go away, I get a thrill. You gotta give me what you got. Gotta give me what you got. Gotta give me what you got. Oh yes, oh yes.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial is 10:58 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I've been your host for the last couple of hours, Vishwal Ramakrishnan, playing you my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates to chase away these COVID blues during these tough old times. Now, I thank you once again for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed the program. Once again, if you would like to send questions, comments, or concerns, song requests, or if you have a tune and you're a musician and you would like that tune to be played, please do feel free to email us at hotel hoteldublues@gmail.com. hoteldublues@gmail.com. Once again, thank you for tuning in to Play Us Out tonight. We're going to hear from a blues affiliate, Benny Spellman, playing for us, Fortune Teller. Thanks again for tuning in. Hope to see you next week, same time, same place, here on 90.3 CKUT FM, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Have yourselves a wonderful May the 4th.
Had my fortune read, I didn't know what to tell her. I had a dizzy feeling in my head.
Fire department.
Emergency. We need the fire department. All you can get here immediately.
What's the problem?
Oh, we got everything's on fire.
Are you stressed because of work, family, or relationship problems? Are you tired of focusing your time and energy on projects and activities without seeing any positive results? Do you feel like you have the weight of the world crashing down on your shoulders? Well, we have just the solution for you. Try not giving a fuck. Not giving a fuck improves your quality of life significantly by drastically reducing your capabilities of giving a fuck. Scientists have proven that the average human being gives 60% too much of a fuck about most daily activities. Why worry about your finances, your health, your reputation, and the well-being of your friends and family when you can simply not give a fuck about those things? You'll be able to do things that you never thought possible, such as growing a mustache,